I'm now 8:49. We're still following this Triple Team emergency traffic situation. Any better out there, Andy Farnsworth?
Yeah, it is improving. Traffic speed going a little quicker. It's not completely cleared out. The crash is gone northbound I-15 near 33rd South, but heavy and slow traffic remains off and on from 215 overpass in Murray. Now going all the way up into Salt Lake City itself, clearing up around the 6th South exit. This is a lot of the traffic that was stuck behind the crash at 33rd South earlier, finally making its way into downtown. Eric Butler.
We've got a rollover accident to I-80 eastbound in Grantsville, and this is stopping traffic while they tend to the medical situation. May have helicopters coming on hand to get somebody out of there. So right now, you're just going to have to wait that out. That's between the two Grantsville exits for eastbound traffic. Heather?
We're looking pretty good throughout Weber and Davis County, but your heaviest traffic flow right now is going to be on U.S. 89, and that is heading northbound as you leave I-84, head all the way up to Harrison Boulevard. So several miles of delay there. And then Harrison Boulevard itself is a bit busy, especially as you get close to Weber State University. UDOT construction alert. Watch for lane restrictions on I-15 in Weber County beginning as early as Friday night. Crews will be repaving the freeway between Riverdale and Far West. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.